This is the Sakar Murli of the 9th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, your threads of attachment should break away from everywhere because you now have to return home. Do not perform any sinful acts which would defame the name of the Brahmin clan. Question. Which children is the father very pleased to see? Which children are merged in the father's eyes? Answer. The father is pleased to see the children who inspire others to give happiness and who are serviceable. The children whose intellects remain aware that they speak and listen to Baba alone are the ones who remain merged in the father's eyes. Baba says, I have a great love for those children who do my service. I remember such children. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children understand that you are sitting in front of the father. He is the father, and also the one who teaches you in the form of the teacher. The same Father is the purifier, and also the one who grants you salvation. He is also the one who takes you back with him. He shows you a very easy path too. While making you pure from impure, he does not allow you to labour. Wherever you go, whether you go abroad, as you walk and move around, simply consider yourselves to be souls. You do consider yourselves to be this anyway, but Baba still tells you to have the faith that you are souls, to renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. We are souls and we adopt bodies to play our parts. After playing our parts in bodies, we leave those and take others. Some have parts to play for 100 years. Some have parts for 80 years. Some have for 2 years, and some have parts for 6 months. Some die immediately after taking birth. Some even die in the womb before taking birth. There is the difference of day and night in rebirth here and taking rebirth in the Golden Age. Birth here is taken through a womb. It is called the jail of a womb. There is no jail of a womb in the Golden Age. There are no sinful acts performed. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. The Father explains everything to you. The unlimited Father sits here and explains to you through this body. The soul of this body is also listening. It is the Father, the ocean of knowledge, the one who does not have a body of his own, who speaks this knowledge. He is always known as Shiva. Just as he is beyond rebirth, he is also beyond adopting many names and forms. He is known as Sada Shiva, constant Shiva. He is Shiva forever. He does not have a physical name. Although he enters the body of this one, the name of this one's body is not used for him. Your renunciation is unlimited. Whereas those renunciates are limited, they too change their names. Baba gave you many beautiful names. According to the drama, many of those who were given names have disappeared. The father thought, since they also belong to me, they will always remain here. They will not divorce me. But they did so. Therefore, what benefit was there in giving them new names? Some sannyasis too return home and then start to use their old names again. They do return home, it isn't that, Because they have become renunciates, they do not remember their friends and relatives, etc. Some keep remembering all of their friends and relatives. They are trapped by their attachment. Their threads of attachment remain tied. Some are able to break their connections very quickly. They definitely have to be broken. The father has explained that you now have to return home. The father himself sits here and explains this. Bawa was also telling you about this morning. There is a song, "My mind feels such happiness when I see you." Why? Because the children are merged in Baba's eyes. Souls are lights anyway. When their father sees some children, he is very pleased. Such children are very good. They look after a centre. There are some who, after becoming Brahmins, indulge in vice. They are disobedient. This father is also pleased to see the serviceable children. The unlimited father says that one turned out to be one who defamed the name of this clan. They defame the name of the Brahmin clan. He continues to explain to you children, do not become trapped in anyone's name or form. That is known as being one who defames the name of the clan in a semi way. Then from semi, it also becomes final. They themselves write, Baba, I have fallen. I have made my face ugly. Maya deceived me. Many storms of Maya come. The father says, to use the sword of lust also means to cause another sorrow. This is why they are made to give a pledge. Some even wrote long letters in blood, but they are no longer here today. The father says, oh Maya, you are so powerful. You even swallowed the children who wrote their pledge in their own blood. Just as the father is powerful, Maya too is powerful. You receive the inheritance of the father's power for half a cycle. And then Maya makes you lose that power for half a cycle. This applies to Bharat. It is those who belong to the deity religion that change from solvent to insolvent. Now, when you go to a Lakshmi and Narayan temple, you would wonder how you belong to that clan. You are now studying. This one's soul is also studying with Baba. Previously, you used to bow your heads everywhere. You now have this knowledge. You know the biography of everyone's 84 births. Each one plays his own part. The father says, children, remain constantly cheerful. You will then take the sanskar of remaining cheerful with you. You understand what you are becoming. The unlimited father is giving you this inheritance. No one else can give you this. There is not a single human being who knows where Lakshmi and Narayan went. They think that they went back to where they came from. The father now says, use your intellects to judge. You used to study the Vedas and scriptures on the path of devotion. I am now telling you this knowledge. Now judge, is the path of devotion right? Or am I right? The father, Rama, is righteous, whereas Ravan is unrighteous. People tell lies about everything. This refers to the things of this knowledge. You understand, previously all of you used to say false things. even while making donations and performing charity, etc., you continued to come down the ladder. You only gave to other souls. How can sinful souls who give to other sinful souls become pure and charitable souls? There is no give or take between souls. Here, people borrow hundreds of thousands of rupees from others. In this kingdom of Ravan, human beings experience sorrow at every step. You are now at the confluence age, and there are multi-millions in your every step. How did the deities become multi-millionaires? No one knows this. Heaven definitely did exist. There are also the signs of that. However, the people there don't know what deeds they had performed in their previous birth that they received their kingdom. That is the new world, and so there are no useless thoughts there. That is called the land of happiness. It is a question of 5,000 years. You are studying in order to experience the happiness of becoming pure. Many methods are invented. The father explains very clearly. The land of peace is the place of residence of you souls. It is called the sweet home. When people return from abroad, they feel that they are returning to their sweet home. Your sweet home is the land of peace. The Father is the ocean of peace. Those whose parts are to come later would be in the land of peace for so long. Baba's part would be very short. You have hero and heroine parts to play in this drama. You are becoming the masters of the world. No one else can have this intoxication. No one else has the happiness of heaven in his or her fortune. It is only you children who receive this. The father is pleased to see the children who say, "Baba, I will only speak to you." The father says, "Children, I am pleased to see you. I have come after 5,000 years to take you from this land of sorrow to a land of happiness, because you have been completely burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. I now have to go and take them out of their graves. All souls are now present here. They all have to be purified." The father says, "Children, only keep the one Satguru in your intellects and forget everyone else. Keep your connection with the one alone. You used to say, 'When you come, we will only belong to you and no one else. We will only follow your instructions and become elevated.' People sing, 'God is the highest on high, and his instructions are the highest of all.' The father says, 'The knowledge that I give you will disappear later.' They say that the scriptures of the path of devotion have continued since the beginning of time, and that Ravan has always existed since then. Ask them, 'For how long have you been burning Ravan, and why do you burn him?' They don't know anything. Because they don't understand the meaning of that, they celebrate it with so much splendour. They invite many visitors when they perform the ceremony of burning Ravan. They are unable to understand when they started making effigies of Ravan. Day by day they make the effigies bigger and bigger. They say that that has existed since the beginning of time. However, that is not possible. For how long will they continue to burn, Ravan? You understand that there is very little time left and that his kingdom will not exist afterwards. The father says, this Ravan is the greatest enemy. You have to conquer him. There are many different things in the intellects of human being. You know that everything that has continued in this drama is fixed, second by second. You can calculate all the parts you have played, and for how many hours, how many years, and how many months. All of this knowledge should be in your intellects. Baba explains all of this to you. The father says, I am the purifier. You call out to me to come and purify you. The pure worlds are the land of peace and the land of happiness. All souls are now impure. Constantly continue to say, Baba, Baba. Never forget this, and you will remember Shiv Baba constantly. This is our Baba. Firstly, there is that unlimited Baba. By saying Baba, you experience the happiness of your inheritance. You would not have such thoughts by simply using the word Bhagwan or Ishwar. Tell everyone that the unlimited Father is explaining through Brahma. This is his chariot. He says, through this one, I make you children into deities. The entire knowledge is contained within this badge. At the end, you will only remember that land of peace and the land of happiness. You will forget this land of sorrow. You also understand that everyone will come later, number-wise, at their own time. There are many of Islam and Christians and Buddhists, etc. There are many languages. To begin with, there was only the one religion. Many others have now emerged. So many wars, etc. take place. Everyone is fighting because they have become orphans. The father now says, no one can snatch away from you the kingdom that I gave you. The father gives you your inheritance of heaven, which no one can snatch away. You have to remain unshakable, stable, and immovable. Storms of Maya will definitely come. The one who is ahead will experience everything first. All the sicknesses, etc., have to finish for all time. Therefore, you should not be afraid of settling your karmic accounts when your illnesses, etc., increase. All of those come at the end. Then later, none of them will remain. They will all erupt at this time. Maya will even make old ones youthful again. When men go into retirement, there are no females there. Sannyasis too go and live in jungles. There are no females there either. They don't look at anyone. They just take their arms and leave. Previously, they would never even look in the direction of a woman. They thought that their intellects would definitely be pulled. Even in the relationship of brother and sister, the intellect is pulled. This is why Baba says, have the vision of brotherhood. Don't even think of the body's name. This is a very high destination. You have to go to the highest peak. This kingdom is being established. It requires a great deal of effort. You say, we will become Lakshmi and Narayan. The father says, follow Srimat and become that. Storms of Maya will come, but you must not do anything sinful with your physical organs. People go bankrupt, etc. anyway. It is not because that you came into this knowledge that you went bankrupt. These things continue to happen. The Father says, I have come to make you pure from impure. Sometimes some do good service and explain this knowledge to others and then they go bankrupt. However, Maya is very powerful. Even very good ones fall. The Father sits here and explains, the children who do my service are the ones I love. They make others happy, and so I continue to remember such children. Accha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not become trapped in anyone's name or form and defame the name of the clan. Don't be deceived by Maya and cause someone sorrow. Claim your inheritance of power from the Father. 2. Instill the sanskar of remaining constantly cheerful here. Do not now have any interaction with sinful souls. Do not be afraid of any illness, etc. Settle all your karmic accounts now. Blessing. May you become bodiless by using your willpower to put a full stop to all wastefulness. The foundation of becoming bodiless in a second is to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. This disinterest is such a fertile land that whatever you plant in it, it will immediately bear fruit. So now have such willpower that when you have the thought to finish all wastefulness, it finishes in a second. Whenever you want, wherever you want, and whichever stage you want to, stabilize yourself. Set yourself in that in a second, and let service not pull you. Put a full stop in a second, and you will easily become bodiless. Slogan: in order to become equal to the Father, become those who put right that which has gone wrong. Om Shanti.